Good morning, this is Tasha and Chloe with your 9 AM Z Lines.
The Pacific Air Show returns to the Gold Coast this weekend for the first time since 2024. The major tourist event features historical aeroplanes and fighter jets traversing through the city skyline, but it was dropped last year after ex-tropical cyclone Alfred decimated the city's beaches. The Pacific Air Show debuted in Queensland in 2023 after expanding from its main home in California, proving its popularity in 2024 when attendance jumped to more than 250,000 people. This year, more than 250,000 people are expected to attend the event at Surfers Paradise over 3 days, generating nearly $40 million for the local economy.
A snake infected with a never-seen-before fungal disease was first detected at the Sunshine Coast in 2024, with snake catchers reporting an influx of snake with suspected infection over the last 2 years. Snake catcher Stuart McKenzie said the snake fungal disease, known as Orophidomycosis, has been killing snakes and lizards in bulk across southeast Queensland. A recent large number of snakes with the disease symptoms were found during winter and sent to a lab for further testing. Researchers are unsure as to where the disease originated, but with a record 10 cases of disease in a lab in Queensland in 2024, one died and the other 9 had to be euthanized. Experts believe with numbers rising over the years, the fungal disease could decrease reptile numbers or, if left unchecked, lead to extinctions.
In national news, Dineth Fernando, a 13-year-old Melbourne school student, has claimed an international Scrabble title despite the fact that his first language isn't English and only arrived in Australia 6 months ago. The 13-year-old won the 2026 World Youth Scrabble Championships in the Kenyan capital of Nairobi over the weekend. He is the third Australian representative in the competition's history to take out the prize. During the 3-day tournament, Dineth played 24 games of the classic word game, going head-to-head against more than 130 opponents from 15 different countries. It was the 13-year-old's third attempt at the World Championship, and this year he won with words like louth, novelese, and posturing. He's now got eyes on the 2027 competition and is hoping to become the first youth champion to defend the title.
A New South Wales Nationals member has been criticised for his solutions to housing access. Last Wednesday, Andrew Bragg argued that lower-income Australians should accept substandard housing so as to promote more quality house construction. He proposed cutting the 20,000 pages of the National Construction Code down to 80. He continued to refer to Maslow's hierarchy of needs, insisting that having a house is better than having none at all. Bragg has since received criticism from different organisations, including such as the Australian Council of Social Services, ACOSS, and housing advocacy group Everybody's Home. They remarked that quality and safe housing would be more affordable for vulnerable persons and that energy efficiency and basic livability should be the minimum standard, not treated as luxuries.
In international news, a train has derailed and flipped in the southern English town of Sussex, leaving 2 people in a serious condition. British Transport Police have dubbed the disaster a major incident after the train had departed Victoria Station and had begun to veer off its tracks by around 4 PM local time. While the cause of the crash has yet to be confirmed, 3 of the rear carriages had become twisted as the train came to a stop. While train incidents are rare in the UK, this comes after 2 trains collided in June, leaving 1 man dead.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band.
That's all for your news at 9 AM. We'll be back at 10 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on our social media channels or head to 4zzz.org.au.